Chandrakor! Chandrakor!
Louis Deathstalker came racing out of the House of Parliament with his sword and his gun in his hands, roaring his ancient family battle cry. Certain elements in the crowd recognized him immediately. They'd been waiting for him to appear. Two of them opened fire with disruptors, but Louis had learned from Veronica May's fate and had his force shield on his arm. The energy bolts ricocheted harmlessly away, and then he was in and among the surging crowd and shielded from further disruptor fire. The crowd turned on Louis, striking out with knives and clubs and even broken bottles. Louis struck out with his sword, cutting down anyone who came at him with a weapon in hand. His every blow was a killing stroke, and there was no mercy or compassion in him as he forced a bloody path through the press of bodies to reach those who had opened fire on him. They knew what was really going on here, and Louis was determined to get answers out of them before he killed them for what they had done to his friends. Many of the militants turned and ran rather than face him, but some stood their ground and smiled calm, professional smiles as they hefted their weapons. Killing Paragons proved easier than they had anticipated. Killing a Deathstalker was nothing to them. Louis hit them like God's own thunderbolt. He tore into the waiting assassins like an executioner, like death incarnate, pitiless and unforgiving, and they could not stand against him. He fired his disruptor at point-blank range, and the energy bolt seared through two assassins' bodies before it was soaked up by the milling crowd behind them. Louis beat aside the sword of the next man to reach him and opened up his belly with a sideways sweep of his blade. The assassin fell to his knees, dropping his sword as he tried to stuff his guts back into the gaping wound. Louis swept past him, thrusting and cutting with terrible speed, parrying the blades that came at him from all sides on his force shield. All too soon, there was no one left prepared to face him, despite their wages and their orders, and the few assassins still alive turned to flee. Louis cut them down from behind until only one was left. He kicked that man's feet out from under him and stamped on his hand till he let go of his sword. The assassin tried to crawl away. Louis leaned over him. The man turned suddenly and cut at Louis's exposed side with a hidden dagger. Louis slapped the knife out of his hand with almost contemptuous ease, turned off his force shield to save the power left in the energy crystal, grabbed a handful of the assassin's blood-red church tunic, and hauled him to his feet. The man struggled and tried to pull away. Louis pulled him close and headbutted him in the face. All the fight went out of the assassin as his nose broke and blood flowed down his face. He would have collapsed if Louis hadn't held him up. Louis pushed his face into the shattered visage of his enemy.
"You're a pro. What are you doing here?
Who paid you to be here? Who organized all this?"
A disruptor beam hit the assassin's head, fired from somewhere else in the crowd, and the head exploded in a red spray of vaporized brains and bone, spraying blood across Louis's face. He dropped the headless body and looked quickly about for whomever had fired the shot. But whoever silenced the assassin was long gone, lost in the roiling crowd. Louis glared about him, and everyone fell back, or tried to. Maddened as they were by bloodlust and the shouted slogans of the agent's provocateur, there wasn't a man or woman there crazy enough to take on the Deathstalker. Louis's ugly face was uglier than ever now, and it had nothing to do with the dead man's blood and brains spattering his face. He strode through the crowd.
"Lay down your weapons! Drop your weapons and surrender! No!"
Most did. Those who didn't, or didn't do it fast enough, he cut down without a moment's thought. He had gone beyond peacekeeping or even Paragon's work. This was revenge now. This was simple butchery, designed to intimidate and terrify those around him. Wherever the Deathstalker walked, the riot was over. But he was only one man. He couldn't be everywhere. Hundreds, thousands of maddened militants still stamped back and forth, attacking anyone that represented authority.
"Deathstalker!"
Emma Steele emerged from the fray to guard Louis's back. Her armor was battered and splashed with blood, some of it her own. And what was left of her proud purple cloak hung in tatters from her shoulders. A near miss from the disruptor bolt had burned away all the hair on one side of her head, but her face was still cool and controlled. And her sword rose and fell with calm efficiency as she cut her way through the baying crowd to reach the Deathstalker. She was frowning just a little, as though considering some straightforward but distasteful problem. She moved in behind Louis to guard his back, and he didn't even notice she was there. He strode through the crowd, cutting down anyone stupid enough to get in his way, glaring about him with cold predator's eyes as he tried to spot the people still whipping up the mob's passions with just the right inflammatory words. When he could get a clear line, he shot them cleanly with his disruptor, but most of them saw him coming and hurried to hide themselves in the body of the crowd. And then, when there was no clear shot, Lewis would shoot through other people to be sure of hitting his target. He wasn't a paragon or even a champion now. He was a Deathstalker, avenging his fallen friends and comrades, and he would consider all the terrible things he had done later, when he could allow himself to feel again. And yet all the time he was fighting and killing, one part of him was still thinking fiercely, racking his brains for some other alternative, searching desperately for some other way to stop the violence, the madness, some way to bring the mob under control without having to kill so many of them. But there was no other way. No Tanglefields here, no sleep gas, nothing but blood and slaughter, and his duty. His duty as a paragon, as a champion, as a Deathstalker, to defend Parliament, to try and keep the mob occupied until the army could arrive, even if it meant his life.
Deathstalker! Please help me, please!
Lewis looked around sharply, and there on the edge of the crowd, a man had fallen on his knees, one hand extended pleadingly.
Deathstalker! Here! Here! Please help me!
Lewis went to him, because for Lewis, rescuing the victims had always been more important than punishing the guilty. The crowd seemed to scatter before him, and no one blocked his way as he left the riot behind him. Emma Steele tried to follow him, but the crowd closed between her and Lewis and would not part for her. And soon she was fighting for her life against attacks that came from every direction. Lewis never knew, intent on reaching the man before him. He holstered his gun and put a hand out to the kneeling man, hauling him to his feet. Up close, the man didn't seem to be injured.
Who are you?
I'm Brett, and you need to get me away from here. I got caught up in the riot and couldn't get away. You need to get me to safety.
Yes, I need to get you out of here.
Brett gritted his teeth against the headache that was all but blinding him as he concentrated his limited esp on influencing the Deathstalker. It was hard keeping a grip on the champion's mind. It threatened constantly to pull out of his grasp, fighting fiercely against something it didn't even know was there. Brett persevered, knowing what Finn Jirundal would do to him if he failed.
Here!
He took Lewis by the arm and guided him away down the side street, leaving the riot behind. The Deathstalker went, scowling as he tried to figure out why, and neither he nor Brett noticed the single camera that floated curiously after them. Brett stumbled as his headache increased, and he almost fell. He could feel the Deathstalker pulling free of his control.
Deathstalker!
And then Rose Constantine stepped smiling out of the shadows with her sword in hand.